Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on this Taco Tuesday. Joining us in studio from FilmStudyBaltimore.com.
Hey, Rob, how's it
going? He is Ken McCusick. Doing well. How are you, Ken?
Life's good.
Ken, I want you just to get involved in a debate with us, okay? On one side, you have Mike Preston and Jeremy Kahn. On the other side, you have two people who are right, me and Ed. Did I have said that up right, Ed? Anyway, Ed and I think Roquan Smith had a very good football game. Mike and Jeremy believe he started off slow, and Mike thought early on in the game he may have gotten his butt kicked a little bit.
Well, the first two drives, the Ravens weren't really stopping him at all. They got behind 22-3 in total snaps, which was a problem. And I'm not saying Roquan had no part in that, but this is one of Roquan's best games as a Raven. He was outstanding, had 12 tackles, didn't miss any. 9 of them included contributions to defensive wins, so that was a big deal. And frankly, if you're looking at who could bring the Ravens back, they've got this plethora of nose tackles that they want to play along the defensive line. Good space eaters, but they're not much for making tackles themselves. It's got to be Roquan Smith leading the way for this defense. It has to be.
I thought Buchanan had a nice play in there, too, at one point.
Big time. Oh, yeah, he did. Buchanan. Yeah, he did. Yeah. When he exploded through the middle of the line, came out like he was shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
Dove over the blocker.
I just think I'm talking about Buchanan. Mm-hmm. But I remember talking to Ken about him at camp, saying something about this guy. I liked his football sense. I just thought he was anyway. What about the Mike Green breaking into the league this weekend? Does it bode well for this team that he finally got his first, first sack?
Yeah, it bodes well, and I think people need to have realistic expectations about Mike Green. And this is a guy who's being asked to do so much right now. Yeah. I mean, this is like, I don't want to compare this in a way to the Battle of Britain, but that's what it kind of feels like in terms of, all the responsibilities being foisted on him. But he's taken more snaps than anybody at outside linebacker right now. He's played 62% of the snaps for the year, which is ridiculous for a rookie. I mean, Terrell Suggs, his rookie year, played 39% of the snaps and got 12 sacks. Okay. This year, this game, it was 52 for him, 40 for Van Noy, and 30 for Ajabo. And they only had three guys they dressed at outside linebacker, which is ridiculously shorthanded. So he kept the Ravens in the game early, and he didn't show up again in the pass rush for the entire rest of the game. But he had the two drive-ending pressures on each of the first two drives that kept the Ravens in the game and left it at only 6-0.
Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you about the usage of Pat Ricard. Were you surprised that he wasn't used more in that game? Because we were all talking about what a difference that was going to be having him back. And did you see a difference when he was in? It's 14 plays.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of plays. They played pretty heavy overall, so they used their tight ends a lot in this game. They're, I think, 1.81 heavies per play in this game, which is fairly high.
Was it a lot of 12 and 13 personnel?
Yeah, a lot of 12 and 13. They used a fair number of three tight end sets in the game. So, but 1.81 is the average number of tight ends and fullbacks per play.
Ken McCusick joins us, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Steelers lost. Bengals lose. Browns lose badly. Ravens at 2-5 are once again the favorites to win the AFC North by a big margin. How much does this division suck, man?
Yeah, well, it's great for the Ravens. It doesn't suck for them. No, it's good to be in this position, and you know, it's a complete change of fortune. I don't know about you guys, because you have to listen to these negative phone calls all week, and you know, it's the job, right?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't feel negative about this team at all, man. Okay. I think they have a legitimate chance.
Yeah. I mean, that's great, but I have to analyze the thing, and then I have to hear the team badmouthed all week and whatnot, and it's depressing, you know, when you have a long losing streak is all I can say. A 4-game losing streak is tough, and it's great to have this. This is a win. It means we're going to have fun until Thursday. We're going to the game in Miami, but should be more fun even there.
And then we'll have more fun after that game until the next Sunday, because I think they beat that game in that game as well. Ed?
Yeah. Well, I asked you about, I'm going to stay on defense. So I asked you about Mike Green already. We talked about Roquan. What about Nate Wiggins? He had that, you know, that huge play. How was he overall? And they got some really fast receivers on the Dolphins, as I recall. So how do you see him coming up this week? But I guess this game, how did he do?
Yeah, so tough game for him in some ways. He had Rome Odunze a fair amount of the game. He's the number one draft pick from last year who played very well. And he's a difficult matchup for anybody, and if you give most of that to Wiggins, it's making it hard for them. I thought he did pretty well overall. He did give up some catches, and I would expect that to happen. But then he came up with the game's biggest play at the biggest time. Yeah. You know, we'd seen that movie before. They had the ball down three. It didn't look good from a lot of perspectives, and he comes up with the interception. All of a sudden, they needed a 9-yard drive for a touchdown, and they put that together in two plays.
Well, Mike and I also thought he started off slow and finished strong. anyway, what about Keaton Mitchell? Because I love the fact that they finally used him. I didn't like what Harbaugh said. It was like, yeah, we were feeling like we had to get... You should have got him in at the beginning of the year, this numbers crunch. But you see why it's so good to have him out there. What did you think with Keaton Mitchell? And I hopefully see more of him in the future?
I mean, this is what I love about Keaton Mitchell in this game. He allows Todd Monken to completely middle finger what the opponents are doing, basically, in terms of how they line up, use misdirection completely. They ran two counter plays where they had the two pulling players went in the opposite direction of where Mitchell went. Mitchell just ran to the open side of the field where there was uncovered players that could potentially tackle him, and they were all misdirected by the counter.
It's like playing chess. You're thinking about three plays down the line. You know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get them going that way. It's amazing.
Well, now we know what was wrong with the Ravens' offense the previous weeks.
They weren't playing
without
the
their middle finger. Oh. Hard to play without your middle finger. Ken McCusick in studio with us. He's not going anywhere. Ken, when we return, I want to ask you about the Ravens' very unique defensive approach. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
8:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com in studio with us, as he is every Tuesday. Ken, the Ravens the last 2 weeks played no standard nickel. They played what you call a big nickel. Describe that to us.
So a big nickel, and standard nickel has three corners on each of the three wide receivers, typically against 11 personnel it's used, and two safeties. And the big nickel has three safeties and two corners. And they've been using Kyle Hamilton as a slot cornerback, essentially, which means they're playing big nickel. Been terrific for the Ravens in this game. 36 plays and 3.7 yards per play for the big nickel in this game. Hamilton's also up front when he moves to dime, which is the other position he plays primarily. He had 17 snaps as the dime back, which means he moves kind of over to Will linebacker to play, if you want to think of it that way, in the middle of the field. That was not nearly as successful. They gave up 10.1 yards per play in the dime in this game. They lack the pass rushers to do it. But one thing I want to talk about just really briefly with regard to Hamilton playing slot corner in this game is the Bears had three receivers who can really challenge Hamilton with their speed. And they're fortunate Luther Burden went down fairly early in this game. And,
he's their deep threat, right?
Yeah, big time. Yeah. A guy who, you know, rookie. So anyway, he'll face other teams that have three wide receivers. Miami this week would be another one. But teams that play 12 personnel are usually perfect matchups for the Ravens because that puts Hamilton in the slot against a tight end a lot of the time.
What about what you call sauntering substitution? It's like the the slow trot on and off the field to kind of eat up some clock. What about that?
Okay. So this is actually hilarious and it happened. And the color guy caught it as it happened. But
J.J. Watt, wasn't it?
I'm not sure who was doing the game, honestly. But anyway, they had a substitution. There was about 5 minutes left to go. So think of it, 300 seconds left in the ballgame. The Ravens wasted about 10 because I think it was Zacchaeus, the receiver of the previous play, had to come out of the game. And once they make a substitution, then the defense can substitute. And the defense, while the defense is substituting, the official stands over the football with the clock still running, both the play clock and the game clock. So the defense is under no, you know, incentive to hurry up and get on the field. And they showed it that way. Brent Urban is kind of the master of this in terms of knowing exactly how quickly he's supposed to run off. Anyway, they waited to get the two guys on. Then they waited to roll off the field slowly. And you can see them kind of just sauntering towards the sideline. And then the official steps away from the ball. They've got their back to it. But clearly the Ravens assistant coaches are saying, okay, come on. And then they hurry and get to the sideline the time before.
Just saunter onto the field when they feel like it, right?
Funny to watch.
So a couple of things that I think are interesting from the game on Sunday, just looking at what they did on offense. Because there were times did you like the Charlie Kohler play?
Sure.
I didn't like it with the down and the time and all that, but when I'm watching it, I thought it was a beautiful play design. And we had the comments from Monken afterwards, I guess with Trippy slapping hands, and he's all fired up. What have you felt about his play? How did you feel about it on Sunday? And overall, did you have any issues with it?
I first of all, I love the use of Keaton Mitchell. So if you want more detail on that, listen to the
offensive pod. Need more of it.
Yeah.
It's one thing I don't like. Need
even more. Yeah. He's a great change of pace back, and you know the misdirection he gives you is ridiculous. So that's great. You know, I like that play in particular. There was kind of a bit of a rub there that was going on that helped him get free. But honestly, it looked like it was just a blown coverage assignment.
It's a beautiful play design where I think what they did is they ended up sucking in one of the guys to come up to the line, and that's where Kohler kind of sneaks out behind him. But yeah, beautiful play design, but we've seen some of that, and you talked about it, like with the misdirection, the handoffs to Zay, the sweeps or the tosses to Mitchell, and getting things going in different ways and then setting them up the other way.
It's going to be much more powerful with Lamar Jackson back. I mean, you have the multiple elements of misdirection they have are just going to be that much more magnified with having Mitchell. And I want to see more packages, honestly, that have Mitchell and Henry on the field at the same time. I think you can make a lot of hay with that.
Ken McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, other than maybe a couple of balls put in jeopardy, Huntley had a pretty good game on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely great. He's about 60 yards better than his expectation or his opportunity set, which I just looked at this morning, but was not particularly good. He only had five ample time and space opportunities, did really well on those, did well under pressure, which is very un-Huntley-like. So that's he did extremely well in this game. He's effective leaving the pocket as a runner too. Can't forget that with a big run up the middle. It looked bad because he ran right into his own player. He ran right into the back of Zay Flowers, but Zay was getting kind of abused down the field by the safety there.
How would you rate the offensive line play? I thought, I like some of the things I saw Ronnie do, Stanley, because I wasn't so sure about him with his, you know, his health and this and that. But I thought overall they did pretty well.
Yeah, disastrous game the last 3 weeks for Ronnie. Or you know, we're worried about at the end at any time for Ronnie, of course. But then he doesn't finish two games, and he's hurt, and he misses the third game. And he came back, and he had a solid game in this one. So I was very happy with it. He did allow three pressures. It wasn't perfect in any sense. Didn't look like to me he hurt his ankle. Looked like to me he got kicked in the nuts when he went down. Hmm. That's what you see it?
Yeah, that would have been my guess as well. But yeah. Anytime you get kicked in the nuts, you're going to go down, by the way.
Yeah.
It hurts
a lot.
Yeah. Wasn't expecting.
It's not even hurt. I'm
looking at my bingo card.
Yeah, I didn't expect kid to give us a kick to the nuts.
Oh, like, here we go.
When you said I'm like.
Literally, he falls down on the top of the defender, and the defender's like kind of got his knee up, and it was not well placed for him.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about the play that really irritated me? The forward progress stop, and again, I just want him to get something uniform in the league so we understand it, because he did not make a football move. The ball never touched the ground, and I would have been okay had they reviewed it and said, hey, ball never touched the ground, his forward progress wasn't stopped, because that was the cop-out by them. They didn't know what to call, and it's like, oh, we blew the whistle because his progress stopped. How? Mm-hmm. The play was so fast, and you got to have something correct there that we all know what is a catch and what isn't a catch, and they're not defining it the proper way with that play. And again, I think ultimately when all said and done, they may have called it a double catch and the pass complete because Marlon pulled the ball away and he had his hands on it as well, and the tie may go to the offense. But then tell us that.
Yeah, and it would have been 4 yards further back.
Yes.
Because there was the bobble involved. Yeah. The problem is basically in the quick whistle. And the past problem, which is no longer a technology problem with the NFL in any way, shape, or form, is that the whistle and the film aren't together for purposes of review.
Right.
But you could have an electronic whistle that, you know, that information goes directly to New York and you know exactly what the timing of it is. The official just blew the whistle too quickly. That was the real issue with the play.
Ken, what did you learn about the Baltimore Ravens in Week 8?
I learned just how important these two veteran defenders are. The return of Marlon Humphrey, we didn't talk about, and Roquan as well. And if the Ravens are going to make a run at it, I think it's going to be the defense leading the way at a much different level than they've played. And Roquan Smith leading that linebacking group will be a big part of it.
Yeah, you sure will. Tell us all about filmstudybaltimore.com.
Sure, got the normal stuff out this week. The defensive article is already out. The defensive review will be a podcast today, and it's worth maybe listening if you want to get into the process a little bit, because my wife is on it with me. She's the one who works with me to do a lot of the scoring for all elements, but got one part that she's on today.
Thanks a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.